Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
There I am. All that cold medicine's catching up.
Yeah,
you're all popped up on
the vapors.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, when they say don't mix this with that, they mean it.
But it makes it more better if you mix it.
I think,
maybe. So, this week you wanted to talk about some people that started out doing church music.
Yeah. Like
musicians and stuff.
Famous musicians who got their start in churches.
Did B.B. King do that? Because I was looking at some of his albums because he has like so many, and one of them was like gospel music or something. And I was like, I wonder if he started out that way too. But I've never like read his whole history and bio from the beginning to end or anything.
He might have. A lot of other musicians have played in churches, but don't, I guess, give credit to saying that's what started them.
Yeah.
You know, they might have played, sang in the choir, did whatever, but don't, I guess, refer back to that being the beginning of their musical journey type thing.
The only one I can remember, well, that I think did, is Elvis. He did, right?
Yep. He's actually the number one.
Oh, number one guy.
Yeah. Pretty good. Did you see my notes?
No. I just know because I got one of his albums. It's like a gospel album or something.
Yeah. And in fact, that's probably one of his most popular albums.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That one with him and Aretha Franklin, their gospel side of things hit bigger than any other stuff.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Pretty wild, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, to me, and I thought about it this week, and I thought, I don't talk a lot about music. Me being a musician, having a music school, I don't talk a lot about, enough to me about music than I feel like I should, you know? But I thought, well, you know, I started playing in church as a kid. That's where we all started, you know? As we all got older, if you wanted to put a band together, you go to churches and steal their musicians because they've always got
Or they have the... They have the instruments, you know.
Yeah.
If you can't afford them, you just can go there and
play.
Yeah.
And learn. And that's where you get your, I guess you find your groove, your style. You just experiment, you know, because, and if you're horrible, they still kind of let you stick around and play because you're
making a
joyful noise.
That's, you know? All you got to do is make a noise.
Make a noise. It was like that for a while at our church. It was kind of growing up. It was kind of rough. And then it got pretty good. And then, of course, we moved churches and whatnot. And then I got with other praise worship teams that were, some were better than others. And some were just, man, you shouldn't be making any noise.
Yeah, you should. Well, at least do it in the audience where you can get drowned out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody should plug you in the nap.
Yeah.
And I always, it just blew my mind how no one can clap on the correct beat.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like it's in the, if you have certain churches.
For real.
It sounds good. Some churches, sounds like an applause. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's clapping at different times.
Yeah. And it's like popcorn.
Yeah.
And it's usually white people.
I was looking at that.
That's just what I've seen, you know.
Yeah,
it's... And I'm a white people, so
y'all clap a little differently.
Yeah.
So it happens that way. But you know, being Hispanic, we've been in churches where they just clap to whatever they feel, and it's bad. And then you get into like Pentecostal side of things, they bring tambourines and everything.
Oh yeah.
Or Assemblies of God. It's like we always had, you know, 50 ladies come in with their tambourine, and it's like, well, shouldn't somebody teach a class on this, how to play it or when to play it?
It's fun to watch, like being in Texas, you know, if I ever have the opportunity to go to churches, even if it's not my denomination or I don't agree with, I want to go and see it, you know. So I've been to T.D. Jakes' church before, and same thing, me and my brother went. I go, hey, let's go to T.D. Jakes. Okay, let's go. Me and him, the only white people are there. For real, dude. It was a sea of black people and us. And they were real welcoming and real nice and stuff.
Yeah, okay, good.
And if you want to get close, you better get there early. It's different. You know, like white churches, you want to get the back seat, you better get there early. But ladies with tambourines, like, whoosh, 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 running up and down the aisle. Oh, Lord. And I'm like, good night. You know, but you're acting like, yeah, this is normal.
Yeah.
You know,
you just high five them as they come by.
And the funny thing was, they were like, do we have any visitors here today? And I'm like, well, we better raise our hand because pretty sure everybody knows.
You just have to stand there. That's funny.
Yeah, that was fun. So that was neat to see. I mean, I like to go to, does Copeland have one, you know, and, you know, Emperor Palpatine shooting electricity bolts out of his fingers. I'd go, you know, just to see.
I think you have to pay an admission to get in those.
It's like a going to a Jewish worship service or something. You got to buy a ticket.
Yeah, well, I got kicked out of a Jewish service once.
Did you have a ticket?
No.
Why.
Well, we were there. We were doing a scavenger hunt, and we had to film a church service happening. This was on a Saturday. Only church service happening was that we found was that. Mm-hmm. So we're videotaping, and it's like, man, we were pretty disrespectful. We were a bunch of kids ran in there laughing and videotaping, and they ran us out and threw us out of the
church. And they're reading out of their Hemanamak,
they were doing their whole
Hebrew
thing. Yeah.
And yeah. Like, man, you know, bad. Some of them in big cities are so big, you have to have a ticket to attend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they got so many Jews that you got to buy tickets. I think it's just a way to drum up money, though.
True. I mean, what isn't?
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you if churches and these people didn't have any money coming in, how long would they stay or do, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
But so, did you like the music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good.
Did you clap?
Oh, yeah. You got to participate, else you're like, you're the weirdo.
Yeah. Did you clap on beat or?
Yeah. I watched.
Just copied
I watched the other people. And I was
were you like Forrest Gump clapping all off and weird?
Nope. No? I did it all in beat and everything.
Good job. Good job. So Elvis Presley is the first one that comes up on the list. He said his began in the Assembly of God. The King of Rock even recorded religious hymns and released an entire gospel album, which is very famous.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'd love to have watched him sing live.
I think it might be like two discs, or it's one disc with a lot of songs on it. I got to say, it's like 20 or 30 songs I got.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a fat one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So the next one, Chris Martin.
Chris Martin.
Mm-hmm. The front man for Coldplay.
Oh, okay.
He is a son of a pastor, so he's a PK. Preacher's kid, if you don't know what that is. And let's see, he only recorded hymns and praise, but also included religious references in his hits. Not only recorded the hymns. So he went on to do Coldplay, the stuff they do, but he's big into still, I guess, doing that side of it.
Mm.
So it's funny because if you do worship, and back then when I was younger, it was kind of, we don't play at our church. Now it's a popular thing to say, yeah, I played at our church.
Oh.
Or a secular artist to throw in. Jesus Christ, anything, it's cool. But anybody else does it, it's like, weirdo.
Yeah.
It was looked upon different.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce.
Okay.
We don't know how that turned out. But anyway, Beyonce was a soloist at St. John's United Methodist Church in Houston. She started there doing her thing, takes her kid back there to see where mom got her start. And it's funny because look what she, how she ended up now.
So she still goes back there?
Apparently so.
Huh.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she brings a big fat check with that attendance. So who knows?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody wants to go to church that day.
Yeah. Yeah. So get to see Beyonce. Let's see the next one. Of course, we all knew Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Cool story. She started singing in the choir of a Baptist church at the age of 11. And of course, she stood out really quick because of her pipes and everything else. I'm not sure if her father was a preacher or something like that. I'm not 100% sure on that, but
yeah.
she got her start there. Tina Turner. Before becoming the Queen of Rock and adopting the name Tina Turner, Anna Mae Bullock was part of the Baptist Church Choir. Without the affection of her parents and with a difficult life, she found music as her escape.
Oh, weird. I didn't know her name was Anna Mae Bullock.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen the movie? Her movie?
I don't think so.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
I don't think I have. I might have, but I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Sad movie.
Yeah.
Sad movie. Angela Bassett plays her. Golly. Man, the guy, you start to really hate Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh,
do that
he's
thing.
Playing
Ike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beating her up and stuff.
Ike the Fight.
Yeah. But didn't they stay in Odessa a lot? Like, there's a place here that's like real famous for that.
Yeah, actually, there is. Yeah, right there on the south side, there's a place that they used to kind of, when they'd come play here, they'd kind of crash there.
A house,
yeah.
And does someone live in it now, or is it kind of like a, is it just dilapidated?
I think so. I don't think there's anybody living in it.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it's pretty run down.
Yeah.
As far as like, you would think it'd be kind of kept up.
Yeah.
But we don't do anything important here.
Yeah, no.
We let it all fall apart.
Yeah, we got to have that city coffer money going to people to go out to eat lunches and
right.
stuff like that.
Well, like when we were in Fredericksburg, they were telling us how you, if you build something there, you have to have that stone to keep the look of it, keep the
oh, yeah. light.
I'm like, man, here, no. It's either a chicken place, a church, a bank,
or another coffee shop, nail shop.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird here. But yeah, they've let it go pretty bad. Aretha Franklin.
Mm.
She was in the choir at New Bethel Baptist Church, where her father was the pastor. And she might have been the one that was a PK also. At the age of 12, she embarked on her gospel caravan tour, where she performed in several churches across the United States. So,
what about Katy Perry?
She's on the list too.
She is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katy Perry. She did a praise album, I think, or a contemporary Christian album. She did.
Oh yeah, because when she started out, they didn't really. I don't know. She claims they didn't really embrace her or anything, and then she got mad and left or something like that.
Well, I'll jump up to Katy Perry's section here if I can find her.
Oh, see, I ruined it. No. I ruined the...
You ruined nothing. You did great. Katy Perry, her whole angle, I think, was different. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, her label went bankrupt right before they released it.
Oh.
And then they got somebody else to release the whole deal. So Katy Perry was born and raised in a Christian family. As a child, she sang in the church choir at the age of 16 under the given name Katie Hudson. She released her first religious album. Unfortunately, the album had its sales canceled due to the closure of Red Hill Records, the responsible label. And I think they got somebody else to pick it up or whatnot, and she was picked up by another label later.
I wonder, can you still buy that album? Or
probably.
Oh, okay.
Probably. I've heard a little bit of it on.
Does it sound way different than?
I don't like her music now.
Oh no.
So I don't even like what she did then.
Oh, okay. I saw her in Vegas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I saw her show.
Okay, was any good?
Uh huh. It was real good. But I like that, like, pop music, like Kylie Minogue and all that stuff. Like friggin', you know, teenage girl music. I always like the I don't know,
you're not a Swiftie,
that always got a hook. I do like her music, but I mean, I don't, but I do. Okay, I have an album.
Oh.
But I can't stand seeing her at the NFL games. But yeah, I do like her music too. It's a sickness. I got a sickness.
Folks, this may be the last show we do. We got to talk after this show. Oh, man. I would have never thought that. But hey, you know, I was going to say no judgment, but there is judgment. I'm sorry. I'm judging on the inside.
That's okay. A little bit. It makes it spicier.
It does. I don't like anything she does, but I do like certain pop music.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't into it before.
Yeah.
But I do like some of it. I do like Kylie Minogue's music. Mm-hmm.
Debbie Gibson, I would listen to her too.
Well, yeah, back in the day. But do you remember like Shakira?
Uh-huh.
Shakira didn't start that way. She started off with a whole guitar, very folk indie sound type thing. And then she was told by somebody very famous, let my husband work with you and kind of redo what you're doing and change things up. Emilio from Gloria Estefan's husband.
Oh, okay, okay. You
know, Miami Sound Machine.
Yeah.
They reinvented her and did her thing, and well, she reaped the benefits, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so moving on. Go for it, man. If that makes you happy, do mm-hmm. it. It's all good. I'm sure I like some stuff you're probably like, ugh.
I don't know.
Maybe. I'll name you some stuff
later. We'll find something.
We're gonna continue this musical path together. I'm not going to kid you here, guys. Listen, I'm reading this to you from my email. An alert just popped up about Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh. They're listening.
They're listening.
They know you love her, and you're on the list for all alerts, Taylor Swift.
It just popped up on a celebrity relationship. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are the ultimate power couple. That just popped up. Like, we care.
Yeah. Stupid.
Donna Summer. The biggest name in disco music began.
Will you forward me that alert too?
Yeah, I will. I sure will. I should screenshot it.
I'm just
it.
Joking. I don't want
it. Yeah. I sure will send it. I'll send you everything about Taylor Swift. Yeah. I just sent it to your email. You got it. She dedicated herself to the Christian life and being part of the church choir in the city of Boston. So I guess that was her way of I don't know. I don't know how disco and that went together or whatnot, but Ray Charles, still very young in the 1940s, was playing piano and singing in gospel groups with this bass. He consolidated his music trajectory, reinventing songs he learned in church. See, that was smart, which we call the mashups now or remixes or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's redoing them. It's pretty smart.
And most of them are black performers, too.
Yeah, you know what's
that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the super awesome ones.
Oh, there's Katy Perry. Ah, the Biebster.
Oh, Justin Bieber? Nuh-uh. Oh, he started out in church?
Oh, yeah, big time. I even knew that part.
Oh, I thought he started out just on the internet singing.
Well, I mean, but he was 2 years old, started learning the drums at church. After some years of excesses and controversies being a superstar, Bieber has now returned to religion. And so that...
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah, he's doing praise and worship stuff now.
No.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Whatever. He has, like, owl tattoos and pyramids and stuff all over him. He's not an Illuminati anymore?
Well, yeah, he and Taylor Swift are.
Okay. I don't know. She is, for real, dude.
Oh, yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, she's nuts.
I saw some stuff on her today on the news that was, like, creepy.
See, I know you read about her all the time.
Only
you don't like
it pops up on my phone.
Yeah, I know, because they know who that you want. That good information.
Being a musician, you could offer me X amount of money, whatever, to be part of her band. I'd say no.
You'd do it.
No, with it.
Yeah.
I play some horrible Norteño band somewhere like that nobody listens to, like in a podunk town of nothing of 10 people.
You could do it one time and then rebrand yourself Joe Swift.
Oh, yeah, it hurt. Yeah, Justin Bieber, apparently he says that confuses a lot of people because they're like, well, you go to church? And he's like, basically, yeah. He says, I believe, I sing, he does his church thing.
Huh.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually, with it. I mean, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
The guy's a really good musician.
But he has an album, too?
I don't think so.
No.
He's doing just worship stuff. Mm. It's not bad. Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
The Prince of Soul was the son of a religious minister and a maid. Although his childhood was precarious and very violent, it was in a Pentecostal church where he began to sing. At the time, his mother encouraged and helped to fulfill his dream of becoming a singer.
Hmm.
John Legend.
Yes.
I like John Legend.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. Family of gospel musicians. So he was destined to be. When your whole family does it, dude, you have no choice. He devoted himself to piano and voice lessons, and while attending the University of Pennsylvania, he took over a director of Scranton City Church Choir.
But he's the most famous of his musical family. Oh, yeah. That's unusual. Mm-hmm. You know, usually you're trying to live up to your parents if they're in that art field, you know what I mean? So it's crazy that he just went, pew.
But typically, like, it's hard, like, with brothers and sisters, the Osmonds, you'll have, or the Jackson 5, you have some that are better than others.
Yeah.
With the kid, they typically usually will surpass the parent, except for, like, an Eddie Van Halen situation. I don't think his son has got to his caliber yet.
Yeah.
Wolfgang, I think he'll get there one day, but he's a great musician.
Yeah.
His dad taught him a lot, but.
And that's a cool name.
It is. I mean, how cool is it? There's homemade videos that they make, and he's like, hey, Wolfgang, you want to go jam? Oh, man, to hear Eddie Van Halen ask you that, I'd be like,
that'd be fun.
I can't just sit and watch, you know? But Stevie Wonder. As a child, Stevie Wonder was an active member of the church choir where he began playing the piano, harmonica, drums, and bass. I didn't know he played all that.
Mm-mm.
Pretty cool.
And Axl Rose, he didn't start out.
I didn't name Axl Rose because I mean I love the guy so much, but there's a little bit of conflicting versions of.
Oh, so there is, maybe, maybe not.
Yes, so I don't have it for sure to say he started that. Now I know I believe his stepfather was a preacher, so I don't know where that lined up or where it might have gotten like spread out. So yeah. I don't know. He definitely does have some training in that area somehow because of what his voice can do. It's pretty amazing.
That'd be cool if you did an album.
Oh, I know. That makes me excited. All right, last one. James Brown. He had a very intimate connection with gospel music. His first experience were with religious melodies where he participated as a child in the church choir. Let me give you one more. Britney Spears.
I didn't know she started. I thought she was just Mouseketeer where she started.
Before going to TV at the age of 11, alongside Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera to star in the program Mickey Mouse Club, Brittany was already singing in the Baptist church.
Oh, yeah. I like her too. I like her music. Her Blackout album's the best.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Britney Spears.
It's good.
Justin Timberlake's on the list also, by the way. I know this is one last one. I'm lying to you. The singer, who is the grandson of a minister at the Baptist church, discovered music while participating in a religious choir. He considers himself more spiritual than religious. In any case, it still maintains Christian thought.
Sure.
So it's shallow.
Thought, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Then you got guys, of course, like Jennifer Hudson, Bono, let's see, Avril Lavigne. Amy Lee from Evanescence.
Mm-hmm.
She got her.
Yeah, she's out now, huh? Like she. I thought I heard something like she's done with me.
Doing. Oh, she's playing. Well, she's still doing her thing, but she's kind of jumping with different bands.
In
Japan. That's and different things like that. So she met her guitarist at a church camp. So to me, that wasn't getting a start at church. It was like you attended a church camp, met somebody, and you played in it. You took off. So she got her school, like her education, I think, in school choir, and she kind of developed herself, whatever, there. I don't know where it went from that.
But. Yeah.
So at some point, I guess it's safe to say, if you went to church and sang, you can't attribute your beginning to that.
Mm-hmm. And then you probably could do a whole nother one on just country music, guys.
Oh, see, exactly. We didn't even touch different genres.
Yeah.
And see, when I was a kid, people always called, well, are you listening to Christian music? That was considered a genre.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. There's different genres within genres and stuff. And it's like, it's Christian, it's not. But there's different stuff in it. But yeah, we could do a whole thing. But yeah, I want to start talking a little bit more about music here and there. Promise I won't bore you to death with music stuff. But here and there, I'll throw more music stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then if you guys have any, like, I know there's lots of bands out there. We've talked about, like, garage bands and stuff. People want their music played. If you got, like, a demo or something you'd like to send it to us, podcast13@gmail.com. We could play it for you after it'd be the new outro, you know, for that episode. And if you like this episode, just continue to like, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. Until next time.